say that I do feel like, in all seriousness here, within my heart, that Mom is with us today. This is where she sat, and my keys were there because we see the bubble fence. But Mom's Bible is here, and I don't know what some of you are singing. It's Mom's picture. So, anyway, I hope you approve of the message. Because believe me, if she didn't, she would what? She didn't tell me. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. All right, we're going to continue our series. Are you ready to receive godly, biblical advice? This is not advice from me. This is biblical, godly advice. You need it, I need it. I need it every day. I need advice from God every day. Everybody said?
Amen.
Anybody here that don't need godly advice? I don't think so. Alright, let's get into it and see where we go. Let's go, Larry. Now, this may be a little bit of, and this is where we left off, but you know, God makes sure there's no accidents, but this is probably something that both my parents are saying to me right now. My son, hear the instructions of your father, and forsake not the law of your mother. Now you notice that it's instruction from the father, but it is the law of the mother. Y'all get that? Y'all catch up on that? Huh? Who's the boss? Who's the boss? That's right, I'm asking George. You're the president of the club, so don't take that by now. I think this is neat. You know, hear the instructions of the father and forsake not the law of the mother. And everybody says, why do I need to listen to my parents? Because they've been where you are. I was 16 one time. I was 17 one time. I was 21 one time. I was 25 one time. You know, you look through different eyes when you're in your teens, when you're in your 20s. And you do dumb things when you're in your teens, in your 20s, because you haven't lived life yet to know what it's all about, to know what hurts. Now, here's where my dad was always very wise. He said, I'll tell you the best teacher is pain. Huh? I mean, the man knew what he was talking about. Didn't have a high school education. He's a pretty good electrician in his day. Made a good living because of his training. But he said, I'm going to tell you, when they taught me, and here's where he was coming from. He said, when they taught me electricity, they shocked me one time. You make a mistake, here's what it's going to feel like. Now, obviously, it wasn't, and I don't want to think about electricity, but it wasn't 880 or 920 or whatever that means. I think maybe it's 110 or whatever the case may be. But, do what? Well, I know, but they didn't kill the man, they just changed his personality. If you get shocked, sometimes your personality changes. I don't know if you've ever been shocked before. But that's what he always told me. He said, Roger, the best teacher is pain. When you do something, whether you're punished or whether it gives you pain, you will never forget it. And if you hit your head with a hammer and it hurts, and you go back and hit your head again with a hammer, you've got to put your weight. You know, if you can't learn, then we got to do something with you. You see, it means, you know, not everything's all adding up there. But to a normal person, it just looks like a normal crowd. Well, maybe. But anyway, understand something. When you have physical pain, mental pain, spiritual pain, anything because of a mistake you made, God allows that to happen so you can learn. Did it with me. He did it with you. Now, again, this is why this is such a wonderful thing. It's because my parents had gone through a lot of pain making mistakes. And they didn't want me to do it. They didn't want me to feel the pain. They didn't want me to hurt. They wanted me need to bypass that. But of course, like any person who's young, you think to yourself, well, I'm a little smarter than my parents. Okay? I'm a little smarter. Yeah, I thought it was. But I was wrong. When I was 16, I had the dumbest parents who was ever on the planet. I mean, I'm talking about dumb. When I was 25, they were the smartest people I ever met in my life. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Look what happens when you listen, when you hear. For they shall be a chaplet of grace under thy head and chains around thy neck. When you listen, you will be blessed. That's what that says. My son, now here's, we're going to go into another phase of advice. And I even sort of mentioned this yesterday at mom's funeral. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they come with us, and if they say, come with us, let us lay away for blood. Let us work privily with the innocents without cause. 10:11. The King James way of saying, just because you have whatever you call friends, say, hey, why don't you come with us? We're going to go have a good time. Somebody gets on our way, we'll just run over. Come on. Come with us. We'll show you what a good time is. You'll gain a lot if you'll come with us. Now, when it says here, sinners, let's just intertwine the word friends. Again, I said yesterday at mom's funeral that my dad always taught me. And I say my dad, mom was right there with him, repeating him, but said, listen, if you want to be great, you surround yourself with great people. He put it in another way, actually. He said, the only chance you've got of being great is to be around great people. You've got the potential. It doesn't automatically mean that you're going to be great, but you've got the potential to be great. If you don't surround yourself with great people, you don't have a chance. Didn't say perfect people. I just said great people. Now, what did Dad mean by that? Dad was a deacon. He was a Christian in his church most of all of his life. Raised by good Christian parents. Here's what he meant. And he told me this when I'm getting up close to getting them keys, driving that car, or, you know, where they're not going to be able to keep an eye on me all the time. He said, listen, son, watch who you hang with. They may be your friends, or they may act like your friends, but make sure that you're careful. Because when they invite you, when they invite you, just because it may be trouble around the world, don't go. Be wise. Have some wisdom about you. Understand it. Just because somebody invites you to do something doesn't mean you have to do it unless they're inviting you to church. If they invite you to church, take my car. Watch. Learn. Look. Keep your eyes wide open. Keep your spiritual eyes wide open. Watch what you're doing. Watch where you go. Watch what you say. Because it can haunt you the rest of your life. Amen. The Lord will have applause. All right, Larry, let's jump over some verses and go to our next page. I want you to look at this now. Wisdom cries aloud in the street. She uttered her voice in broad places. She cries in the chief place of the concourse, at the entrance of the gates. In the city, she utters her words. How long, dummies, will you love being dumb? And scoffers delight them in scoffing, and fools hate. Let me paraphrase it for you. Stupidity breeds stupidity. How's that? What is the problem with the world today? I've never seen the world, and although the Bible tells us this is exactly what it's going to be in the last days, Brother Jim Crow, a man that I respect, another minister. The Bible says the world is going to look nuts at the end of it. Just put it in plain English. And let me tell you something, it looks pretty nuts to me. It looks pretty nuts to me that everything is going to happen. I promise you, every discussion on a worldwide level will have to do with the Middle East. Put that in the bank. That's where it's at. That's where it's going to be. Okay? That's where it's going to be. I tell you in all earnesty, Mom's in heaven now, but I don't think we're too far behind her. Mom may have just led the way, but I think we're not very far. The trumpet is in the hands of Jesus.
Amen.
It's got to be. This world can't keep this up. It can't keep this up. I mean, how people are killing people. How the financial end of it. People can't get a job. People can't make a living. Crime rate at an all-time high. In Chicago, they average 50 people being killed every weekend. Killed, shot, kids under 10 years of age, shot. Don't tell me this world doesn't need Jesus to come back.
Amen.
And here's the real, well, not scary thing, but something we all need to keep thought of, especially if you're watching me on the internet. You think this world's bad now. You wait until the church leaves this world.
Amen.
You wait until Christian people leave this world. The next 7 years to follow, believe me, I have preached out of Revelations. I have taught out of Revelations. I get more comments when I'm in the book of Revelation. I'm telling you, it's there. It's in black and white. The trumpet is in the hands of Jesus. And when it blows, I'm leaving this world.
Amen.
I'm going, and I'm not looking behind. All right? I'm not looking behind. I'm going to where I don't have to answer to a king, to a president, to a prince. I don't answer to nobody because I'm going home where Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. What do you think? Now, the greatest wisdom, of course, is in God's Word. I understand that. Anybody that doesn't read God's Word, obviously if you're a non-Christian, obviously it's not a book, it's in your library. But if you are a Christian person, Mom believed in this. This is, whether you're looking at it on a computer, or you're reading it, or on your phone, it doesn't make no difference to me. There's 20 different translations out here. Find one you like. Find one you can understand. And not only read it, study it. Study it. Study it. Because the more I know of this, the more you know of this, nobody can ever mislead you. And believe me, there are some people out here that open up this word and will mislead people. What it is what it is. I don't need to add to it. Don't need to take away from it. Because if I do that, then this old boy's going to answer for that. That's before we close out the book of Revelation. That's a warning. I understand it. It's there. I just read it. I'll make a few comments so you understand it. These are not my words. I'm not smart enough for this. This is God's Word. God's Word. Who tells us we better get ready. And I say all the time, folks, we got family people that are not ready. I don't know what it's going to take to wake people up. I don't know what's going to take to wake your husbands up, your wives up, your children's up, your brothers up, your sisters up, your nephews, your nieces. But I'm telling you by the Word of God, they better wake up.
Amen.
Because they do not want to be left behind. And if you love these people, I don't care if you make them mad. You make them mad and you make them mad, but I'm just here to tell you, they do not want to be left behind. That doesn't mean, you know, just because they don't believe it, doesn't mean it ain't so. I know that's not correct English, but that's the way it is. You know, people would say, you know, I don't believe this. Well, so what? Fine. One day you'll wish to God you had believed it. Okay? How's that, Brian? That's just putting it pretty white, isn't it? I mean, you tell me you don't believe it, well, fine. But I warn you one day you'll wish you did believe it. Because this is life-changing. This is because it changes your life forever.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's going to be about. Look at this. The wisdom. Look where all wisdom goes. All right, it's in the street, in the concourse, transportation, in the city, at the gates, no matter what, no matter where you go. And then look at this, and we'll pick up on this again next week. We're going to end here. How long, dummy, you simple ones, will you love stupidity? How long? How long is it going to take for you to wake up? How long? What's it going to be? Whatever. Quit hurting yourself. Quit hurting other people. Wake up. It's time to come to the love and amazing grace of God. Because the time is ticking. And time is running out. The grace ain't going to last forever. Because one day, I say this all the time, but one day you're either going to receive God's amazing grace or you're going to receive His judgment. That's just the way it is. Everybody understand that?
Mm-hmm.
One way or the other.
Thank you, sweetie.
That's right. One way or the other. Which side do you want? You want grace or you want judgment? And no one can pick that for you. You've got to pick it yourself. If you're watching me by internet, I'm telling you right now, you've got one or two ways to go. It's either grace or judgment. Believe it or not believe it, it don't matter. One day, you're going to hear one or two things. And I close with this. Welcome home, thy good and faithful servant, or depart from me, I never knew you. One or two things is coming. The choice is yours. Stand. So every head bowed and every eye closed. Precious and holy name of Jesus. To those of you who may be watching us via internet today, I don't care if you're watching it day or night. Understand you need Jesus today. And all you've got to do is just bow your head and just say, Jesus, I am a sinner in need of forgiveness. The Bible says you will forgive me. Just invite Him into your house, into your heart to forgive you. And when that happens, He will do that. Not only for today, but forever, as long as you're serious about it. And find you a good church home. Find you a church where they preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Wherever it is, wherever it's close to you, even if it's not close, you get to a church that preaches the gospel. You join that church, you give your talent to that church. Now to those folks that's in front of me right now. If you need grace today, this is today. Don't wait for tomorrow. Tomorrow is promised to nobody. Today is a day of amazing grace. Just come and say, Brother Roger, I want to accept Jesus. I want Him into my life. Be serious about it or don't let it. Because if you're serious about it, life's going to change for you forever. If you just need a quiet time at this altar, that's fine. We invite you to come. Or if you just need me to pray with you about something, please come and we'll have prayer. Don't leave this today. Do not leave this church. Do not leave these grounds today without Jesus in your life. For I say it one more time, the trumpet is in the hands of Jesus. Father, bless these moments. In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we pray. As every head is bowed and every eye is closed, as Michael is playing, would you come?